gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And I am a married man walking through Lowe's. I'm on y'all ass.
You mean with, you got on big pants that scuff up at the bottom? That's all I see in that moment.
Y'all ass. Y'all meaning the women. Well, no, I'm not on the women. I'm just saying, niggas be walking through Lowe's just...
Which Lowe's you go to?
Flirting with women.
You went to Lowe's today to get what?
Went to Lowe's at 7:30 in the morning.
Which Lowe's you went to?
Pamplico Highway.
Oh, okay.
7:30 in the morning. I had to get a hacksaw.
Did you get completed what you needed to get?
I did.
Word. Shout out to you being exuding that BDE.
I am so tired of being a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Because you had to do something with your, do you say toilet or commode?
Oh, it depends on where I'm at.
Okay. Explain, beloved.
Or when I'm around, you know, my folk.
Country people?
Country people. Uh-huh. I say commode. I don't even say commode. I say commode.
With an L?
With an L. Commode.
You know, commode. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to, it was supposed to be a simple fix. I just needed to replace the refill valve. 15 minutes tops is what it's supposed to take
on YouTube. That would have said
it would have taken me 15 minutes,
but
it ain't nothing but unscrewing the
what is the refill valve,
the line that when the water, when you flush, it tells the water when to stop,
that little thing that be floating.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to get in.
Well, you know, they don't float no more now. When the last time you look in the back of the toilet?
This morning, because my valve fucked up. I ain't got no string. I got to pull it now. Joking, but nah,
I can fix that for you.
I can too. I'm gonna tell my toilet bowl story too. My commode story.
So the water line, the water supply line that goes to the toilet,
the one that kind of go up and be putting the water in there.
No, not that one. But it connects to that from the wall.
Uh huh.
So, it was supposed to be an easy fix. Mm-hmm. Unscrew that. Then you unscrew the valve from the bottom of the toilet, yank it out, put the new one in, rescrew it, boom, back.
Oh, from the bottom.
Minutes.
You know what? I had to change the same thing because mine was leaking. The seal or something was messed up. Mm-hmm. So I had to let all the water get out because it was water all over the floor. So I turned the water off, supplied, and get the thing. And you got to put something on it on the inside to mm-hmm. seal it and all that little nut, whatever, you know, wash it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know what you're talking. Yeah, so you had to do all that.
Well, mine was stuck. Very common problem with older toilets.
Okay.
You
got a newer house.
That toilet 12 years old.
How old is your house?
12 years old.
It been day since it been day. Okay.
14 now. 14? 16.
I rode past your house the other day. I was like, damn, that's a nice house at the end of that street. Right there at the corner in the back of that cul-de-sac. Anyway.
It was stuck. And there was no way to get it off. And even the people on YouTube was like, yeah, you're not getting that off. You're going to have to saw it off.
Oh, so that's what you did?
So that's what the hacksaw was for. I had to get a hacksaw. The plan was to just saw enough in it where I could unscrew it. But I was like, fuck it.
So you just saw
the whole thing off because I was going to replace it anyway. The water line. So once I got the saw and got it off, I was done in 20 minutes.
Oh, so the saw was the thing that took a long time. That's what you mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But with all, you know, exuding all of that BDE, once you got that done,
mm-hmm.
and you, how many times did you flush it to make sure it was right?
About four.
Okay. The four flush, you felt good. You felt good about yourself, didn't you?
I cried Friday night.
Why?
Because I knew what was wrong. I ordered the part off Amazon. I wasn't even in a hurry.
You told Apple Carrier you had the part.
Yeah. I was. And I went to take it off and I couldn't get it off. I sat on my bathroom floor and cried because I was like, universe, why are you testing me like this?
That's something else.
And I just like, I don't want to, because I thought it was a strength thing.
Uh-huh.
And my hands are sore from trying to unscrew.
That's why you.
If I have to call a man over here to do this, I'm going to flip. So I sat there and cried.
Why?
Strength.
That's what we're here for. We're here for strength.
And then when I went to YouTube and there was men up there going, I couldn't even do this.
Oh, so then you felt good.
So I was like, oh, okay. Now I know what to
How
do.
How big were these men?
They were plumbers.
Yeah. They weren't my type of men.
But the reason when I sat down and I went, ugh, I'm tired, bro. My body's sore. On the floor?
Uh-huh.
I had to get under the toilet.
Oh, okay.
My knees. I have been on my knees for hours last night.
Sound like a regular Friday. Let you tell it, nigga.
My knees are so sore. My hands are sore. I don't even have my rings on. I busted my knuckles.
You did? You got at it.
Because I got so mad at it that I ended up just ripping the shit out the toilet bowl.
That's the hardest nut you ever got to it.
I had to work hard for that nut.
Yeah. I'll send myself to ER with that statement. I'm sorry. You say to the left, knock two times. Okay. Send myself to you. Hand me the slip. Yeah.
But I got it done.
Yes.
I put one of those little blue tablets in there to make sure.
The blue tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make sure it wasn't leaking.
Keep it fresh.
Because I couldn't.
Oh, I got you.
And to keep it fresh. It's serving a double purpose.
Yeah.
But of course,
shout out to you.
The blue would let me know if it was leaking. So
Barbara the builder ass nigga. Shout out to you and your toilet, nigga.
What happened with yours? Oh, you just told me.
Yeah, I just had to do the line, and it was just unscrew this, that, and the third. But you know, you feel accomplished. Like, damn, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't have to call anybody. I pay nobody.
One of my sons gonna be a plumber. I don't know which one. I'm gonna let them flip a coin. Which one of y'all wanna go to college? Which one of y'all gonna be a plumber?
Well, why?
Because plumbers make a lot of fucking money.
They do, but most of the shit, don't nobody want to do that shit. That's why it's the last resort for a lot of niggas. Truck driving, last resort. Plumbing, last resort. HVAC, last resort. Niggas don't want to really do that shit. Niggas want to be inside.
They pay so well.
They do, but it's the last resort.
I'm telling you, my HVAC dude, boy.
Last resort.
What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. It's me. I'll be making it rain on his ass if he got to fix something.
I guarantee you he started that as a side job, and then he just got so many clients until, yeah.
I don't know. He always got a customer in me.
Yeah. You're gonna need it.
Telling T, I paid somebody $200 to unclog a drain about 3 years ago. It was right when COVID. So that would be 4 years ago. God damn.
My shit was fucked up at my house. Was it during COVID? It might have been during COVID. I don't know what the fuck. The whole line was fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about it was coming up in my tub, like
ooh,
water.
Shit.
Yeah. Ooh, shit indeed. And my man came out. He was like, yeah, $1,200 at least on a Friday night.
Damn.
Yeah.
Call him back on a Wednesday.
I couldn't wait till Wednesday. I had clothes to wash. But, yep. So I don't know what it was. He got whatever done and put this, that, and the third, and was moving and shaking, and I ain't gave a fuck, you know.
It's probably that the air, because they got to be some like a there's like a vent. Have to vent.
It was more than air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was more than air. It was solid. It was one of the other elements. It was one of the other Captain Planet shits. Shit, yeah, but if you dumb, learn a trade. You know, because if you smart, and I ain't taking nothing away from nobody who do trade shits, in the back of your mind is, I could do something easier with my mind than using my body.
I understand.
Trust me, as a nigga that know, that use his body to earn his living.
I understand.
This is going to always be in the back of your mind, but don't not get it. Like, doing something on the computer feel good, but fixing your own toilet feel great.
I done called the plumber 3 times since I've been in the house, so I was just adding up, like.
But you've been in the house how long?
About to be 6 years.
That's a lot of time.
About to be 7 years.
Yeah, long.
God
yeah.
damn.
Because you was in that house before I was in the house I'm living in.
2017.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you've been in that house before I was in mine.
Mm-hmm. Labor Day 2017 is when I closed.
You paid somebody to move you in?
Three men on a truck. Two men in the truck. How many of them into this?
It's one somebody, I ain't gonna say their name, but she just moved in the house like last week. And she had solicited, you know, people to help.
Oh,
her
hell
move.
No.
I said, if you gotta ask niggas, all the ass you be shaking on social media, and you gotta ask niggas, like, no. I'm sorry.
I don't want nobody dropping my shit. So I was just like, you know what? How much y'all charge? Come get it. And they came in there with their little saran wrap and shit and the covers. Did it, yeah. And they did a very professional move.
It was one podcast I was listening to, and they were like, if you got to move, don't worry about asking. Just pay the extra, you know, the couple hundred dollars it's going to cost, and you'll have a peace of mind. They tell you how to wrap your stuff up and what, you know, what to do to tell them that whatever, and they're going to come and get it. Yeah.
It was quick. You'll be moved in like an hour.
Last time I moved, I called one of my homies from the hood, and they came, and they moved me. I paid them niggas like $40 a piece and some chicken. And this was before the memes was coming out, like, stop paying your homeboys and chicken. And every time I see that meme, I laugh, because I went right there to Rush's and got them niggas some chicken. They was like, ooh, this good. And they moved all my shit. I stayed on the third floor, too.
Now, when I moved from Georgia back here.
You had some friends?
No, my baby daddy.
He had his homies?
It was him and then one of my cousins when I got here, like a cousin that lived here, and it was just them. But as far as loading the truck, the U-Haul with a Penske, loading the truck in Georgia, that was just me and him.
Oh.
And then he drove the truck from Georgia here, and then I got in the car and drove him back to Georgia.
So.
And I told him I was going to pay him, and I lied.
I mean, did you work him as hard as you worked that commode? He deserved it.
He did not get any pussy that day.
He didn't need pussy. He deserved just to lay back flat, because you did all that damn moving and driving. All he could do was lay on his back. He deserved to be loved.
No, we were just friends at that time.
Ain't no damn way. I'd have called a charge. You'd have had to tell me for touching or something. It'd have been one of them Bill Cosby charges, like rubbing up against your breast.
I was like, that money I said I had for you. I spent it all on the Penske truck.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Oh, he's a nice man.
Well, he was trying to get his family back during that time. A few weeks later, he said, I want my family back.
Shout out to him.
He ended up moving out here too.
And now he back there. Shout out to that nigga. We got an email.
Oh, okay.
Should I read this? Should I read this email after we talk about, because this email is pertaining to the major story in black news. Oh, this came to mind too. Something that's coming out. When we talk about our television and stuff.
Okay.
And you were saying stuff that might come out.
Okay.
It's a black Twitter show.
Oh.
That's coming on Hulu pretty soon. I thought I saved it, the article, the pocket, but obviously I did.
I love some black Twitter now.
Yeah, it's like a series talking about, I guess, the rise of black Twitter. But anyway, so I guess I'll ask you, what have you been watching this week?
Knuckles.
Oh, the
we didn't finish it though.
That's on Paramount, ain't it?
Mainly we didn't finish it because I was wrestling with a toilet.
So that's Idris Elba.
Yes.
And you haven't watched the Sonic movies?
Okay.
Those are, people were talking about, what's the show that came on? Fallout. That's on Prime. So Fallout is based on a video game. And they were saying that's the best video game adaptation show, period. But Sonic the Hedgehog, if Sonic on, I'm going to stop and watch it.
I'm waiting.
So I like Sonic, man. That's some good acting. Only thing I don't like is I wish they would have let Jaleel White play Sonic. Because he played Sonic in a cartoon back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, he did the voice of Sonic back then.
That makes sense now.
Yeah, so. Other than that, but.
Because my baby watched the old Sonic cartoon.
Really? Yeah. Where he catch it at? YouTube?
Where did he be watching that at? It's streaming somewhere.
Okay. But yeah, so that. But I asked. So it's good, Knuckles?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
I was so tired. It was supposed to be family time, but
you just weren't paying no attention.
I was not up.
But you did enjoy the TV show? I mean, the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. The good little storyline and all of that. Because, yeah, Idris Elba plays Knuckles. Is somebody supposed to be in it? They must be coming out with a new Sonic movie or something. Because it's somebody Keanu Reeves. He's supposed to be in... Maybe the... Let me see.
Probably. But I told him... Because, I mean, I want to see it because I like the Sonic movies. But I told them if they watch it without me, I wouldn't be mad. Because I was so tired last night that that TV was watching me.
Yeah, he's supposed to play somebody named Shadow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's going to be in Sonic 3. So he's going to be in the next movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you know who Shadow is?
Yeah.
Okay. I tapped out with Knuckles.
My baby are into all of that.
Oh, they be playing the game still? Sonic still make games on?
Mm-hmm. He got a Sonic game on his Xbox, but he barely play it. He's not a video game kid.
I'm a video game adult. I just got Ninja Turtles again, and it reminded me of Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. I had to call my cousin. Shout out. I talk about my cousin all the time, Leland or whatever. I mean, when we're growing up, I would rent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. And it was you could play up to four people with it. Mm-hmm. But it'd just be me and him, two players, you know. Back then, you know what I'm saying, playing two-player game and y'all doing the same mission. Other than fighting each other, it was fun. So we used to play that together. And I called him. I was like, cuz, is it my memory or was Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time? He's like, hell yeah, cuz, that thing was fun back then. You know what I'm saying? So they had another one that came out a couple years ago. And I got it. I was playing that. But anyway, what else you been watching?
Shout out to Leland. I am a week behind on Gerard Carmichael's show.
Oh, it did come out.
But I didn't watch it yet.
Me either.
But that nigga's a motherfucking menace.
Did we talk? We did talk about that last week. No, because you didn't watch it.
I hadn't watched it yet. Yeah. That motherfucker's a menace. You hear me?
Shout out to Dylan, South Carolina.
Right.
We have to know somebody who's kin to him.
Right. Got to be.
That's too close for us. And I said this in our group chat, but I said that he hates black people, but I think he don't like regular black people. Because he's like the way he did his homeboy for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
For one, like it's a wedding, like you, okay, Gerard, you had your own network television show, which is huge for people in that line of work. You know, stand up specials. He hosts the Grammys or Oscars, whatever he hosts. I think the Oscars or the Emmys, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted that. You a big star.
Right.
You know, people know you. If Ty Ty got married and he told Jay-Z to get the tux from Men's Warehouse.
Yep.
Jay-Z gonna get the tux from Men's Warehouse. I don't doubt that.
Like, why you need to wear Tom Ford?
Why you gotta wear Tom Ford?
And then not in the same colors as everybody else.
Bro, I don't know why that pissed me off so bad, it pissed me off so bad. And the signs were there in episode 3, the way he did his home girl that he grew up with. The way he was talking about it, like, you know, he told her, like, if I make it, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So she banking off that.
Right.
And to him, she's so aggravating that he gonna go and get her own crib.
And then ignore her when she calls.
And then not tell her. And I want to say her crib was kind of in the hood.
It was smaller. It was definitely, like, kind of small.
But wasn't it, like, a whole bunch of sirens and stuff outside, like, niggas hollering and stuff?
Yeah.
But she
didn't care. She was just like, I'm in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully she don't see this and feel some kind of way. Because
it could definitely ruin their friendship when she viewed the actual show.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I didn't tell her that I'm only paying for 1 month.
That was fucked up, too. you got bread. Why not pay for 2 or 3? Because you're not going to get yourself on your feet.
Mm-mm. And she's trying to be an actress? Hell no.
Yep. Because it's going to take a month for you to realize, like, damn, this ain't going to hit. Let me get me something else so I can eat. But that happened on that episode. So that was episode 3. But then episode 4, him and his daddy, which I should have known it was going to be some fuckery when he was like, I want to show you a picture of my boyfriend. And you could tell his daddy was like, you know, he trying not to be the country nigga that he is. Yeah, you know, which is admirable of a nigga his age.
Right.
From where he from.
And he picked the most grossest picture he could find. Why you couldn't show that man his Facebook profile?
But, okay, so check this out. Even if you do show him that picture, right? You show him that picture. You show him the picture, and then you say this is him coming out of the shower.
Like he was trying to piss this man off
the entire time. You think your daddy give a damn about a 94 on the damn door?
The Bojangles. Oh my God.
Niggas don't care. Is it warm? That's all I care about. Is hair on it? No, I'm gonna eat that motherfucker.
They went to 3 different Bojangles.
What did they do?
Which they had to get them off track. Because if you think about a city in the South, them Bojangles ain't that close together.
I wonder where they were though. Well, they had to be in South Carolina, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Maybe Georgia.
No, because they were coming from New York.
Why did it take so long?
That's not a good question.
Was he having stops on? He must have had to stop. He had, I think he had specials on the, like, comedy shows on the way, and that's what.
Oh, gotcha.
Because the drive from New York to Dillon is like 10 hours.
Yeah, and it took them 4 days.
So. Yeah. But they were trying to make it, yeah, it was like 3 days of Dillon. I'm like, what? But, so they get to Dillon, and they go to the family's house, which was a double wide trailer without underpinning.
I know he felt so uncomfortable. Like, he probably grew up around that.
Who felt uncomfortable?
Gerard.
No, but he felt uncomfortable.
Like, but not uncomfortable, but like, you know how he is now. Like, he a uppity nigga now. So he's probably like sitting in this goddamn trailer.
I don't know. I mean, it was a double wide.
It was a double wide.
It wasn't a single wide. And they had that nice porch. But he take his daddy out and they have that talk. In the bonfire.
I felt indifferent about that.
You felt indifferent about that?
Because yes, he did bombard his daddy. Like he put his daddy on the spot. But at the same time, the nigga did have 2 families.
He did have 2 families.
The talk was due, but I don't think his daddy wanted to have that talk on camera.
Not on camera.
So
and his daddy said, "I'm glad everything his daddy said." I thought he was like, "Why you chose to do this now?"
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him like just being silent, he was like, "So you really?" I want to say his daddy said, "You really trying to do this to me?"
Mm-hmm.
That was man,
because he apologized to him in the restaurant. Remember when before they left, and him and his dad was in the restaurant eating.
But he apologized about making him feel uncomfortable about the gay stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, that's just how. We are. He was like, but like you said, he said, I'm sorry for making you feel that way. Or
He's like, you my son. I love you. Yeah. I was like,
that's all it takes.
This might be a good episode.
And nope. His daddy said, I don't think I want the cameras no more. No. He said, I think I want to go home.
He said, I want to go home. He's like, can I go home now? When he said that, my heart crushed.
Bro. That man, I think his daddy like 67, 68. To hear a 68-year-old man say that, bro. And like, seeing the clips of them when they were younger, like his daddy was like strong and moving and all kind of
his
shit like that.
His daddy built them a fucking wrestling ring in their backyard. How many daddies did that?
And then to see how you could tell he older, and I don't know, maybe he was sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
The way he moved now, you know what I'm saying? And you already like see your daddy weaker as far as physically, but then you're gonna break him down emotionally. I can't rock with that, bro. I don't like that shit, bro. Cause you don't like when your daddy get more like weaker as he get older.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him to feel that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then Gerard took that away from me. I don't like that, man. I don't like that at all. Cause he can't beat Gerard ass no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't like that flex. And then for Gerard to throw that in the face, like he said something like, y'all, I can't bring my boyfriend to the house I pay for.
Yeah. That was too much.
That's like, why would
because
you say
I'm
that?
Because I'm sure they would have had a house, even though.
Yeah, like, you ain't got to buy us a house, nigga. I worked all these years at this plant or whatever the fuck I did. He probably looked like he worked at a plant or something. All these years, like, you bought me the house, but damn, you ain't got to throw that in my face.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like taking shit from people.
But you won't think your kids will do that to you. Damn.
You don't think your kid would wear whatever, what's and ever he wanted to wear to his friend wedding, too. But here we are. But don't Gerard got brothers and sisters and shit? I think he
got
do that
siblings. Because there was another brother. Well, he got a whole stuff that he don't know.
Not them niggas.
But that was another little boy in the video with them. So I think he at least got a brother.
Yeah. I think he do got a younger brother. I think he got a younger brother. A couple years younger.
Well, you remember the show was loosely based off of his life.
Yeah, and Lil Rel was his brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that was what I watched that too. last. Well, I watched it before the last, but that was a. I'm good when I get when we get off today. I forgot. I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm gonna watch it when I get home.
Yeah, I'm not.
Ah, you're not.
I can't watch it around them turn because ain't,
no ain't no telling what this nigga sucking toes and shit. Let me tell you something. You don't really realize your level of homophobia until you see a black man suck a European man's toes on camera, and then you know.
Of course, BMF.
I ain't watched it yet because the person that I watch, they didn't pay their account, so now
she
I got
cracked.
Yeah, I gotta find an app or.
I'm talking about Henry.
She cracked.
She cracked.
Why did you spoil it?
Oh, damn.
My bad. Didn't watch it.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. You know, people be like, I don't care if you tell.
She had the biggest strap on ever. No, I'm joking.
This nigga's.
I'm joking.
You just wait. I'm gonna ruin something for you. That crumble cookie? Delicious. And then, I ain't got nothing that I can ruin for you. God damn it.
My life already ruined.
The nut on the toilet is tough. I don't know what I can.
All right. Well, let's talk about Baby Reindeer then. Did you finish it?
Of course.
So, because we did.
I finished. I think I finished it
you
before
was
you
first.
Did.
Yeah, yeah, you was first.
Yeah.
Oh. That show was.
I saw people talking about it last week or week before that, whenever it dropped. So. It's a show on Netflix. It's a series about a little kid. It's a different like universe or whatever. It's like kids that's like kind of like animals and stuff. So like one of the main character, the little boy, what's it called? Sweet Tooth. That's the name of the series. It's called Sweet
Tooth.
Okay,
yeah.
And the main character in Sweet Tooth, his animal trait is like reindeer traits. So he's growing horns. So one of the promo pictures of Baby Reindeer is the grown man with the reindeer or whatever horns.
What the hell?
What?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that picture?
No.
And it says Baby. So I saw somebody ask the question, like, is this the Sweet Tooth part season two or something? Or like a continuation of Sweet Tooth? I didn't look and see the answer. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't want to watch grown up Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
So then people started talking about it or whatever. I'm like, y'all need to watch Baby Reindeer, whatever, whatever. And then I was like, I was doing something on the computer or whatever. So I was like, well, I'll have this plan. And the first thing it said was based on a true story. Locked in after that.
I found myself laughing at moments that we probably was not meant to be funny.
Like what?
Was
it a laughing or was it a, oh no, like one of them laughs?
We were cackling.
What, like what part?
Because I did watch this with my child. But just like little stuff that she would do. Like when she would like spaz out and get crazy, like she was pulling old girl hair out.
Oh yeah.
Hair out.
Oh no, you can't do that.
We were cackling. Roll past that. Ain't nobody heard it.
Oh. Tomorrow. You know you're just on video now. This going
ain't nobody
on.
Heard it. Keep going.
Got your ass. Now you gonna spoil something for me. I'm gonna spoil your mentions. They already got on you with what was that? What were you
It wasn't Amanda.
It was something before
Jeezy.
Amanda. Oh yeah, Jeezy and
Jeezy,
you was like, they eating my ass up.
They ain't cooked. I was getting cooked.
Is the comment still coming?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You're talking good.
That what your ass get. I don't know. I'm trying to get you on something. She cracked. I was like, what? This motherfucker. But yeah, that show was. Because what? You know what? Because I was halfway watching it at first. And it was like until like the fifth episode when he was like, I gave her free tea. I thought it was Coke.
It was tea at
yeah,
first.
He said
and
it was
then,
free tea.
And then every other time she would come in, she would get a Diet Coke and not drink it.
Oh, like, okay. I knew Coke was in it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was tea at first.
Because she said she couldn't afford it.
Oh.
But then she was a lawyer, so he was like.
But she really was a lawyer.
Why does lawyer
well, hold
for
up.
Tea?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so if you haven't watched, you might want to skip a few minutes ahead. But this is, what's it called?
Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer on Netflix. It's 7 episodes, about 45 minutes an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, bingeable. show. So it's about a guy who gets stalked by a lady that he was nice to in a pub because they were in England. Mm-hmm. I meant to put a post about this or tweet this or whatever, but you ever notice how all of the shows, like in England and stuff, everybody's like kind of ugly?
Mm-hmm. That's common looking for them.
Yeah, but all of their shows, like, they never like try to find like a super attractive person to play the person. They always have like regular looking people.
Because that's common for them.
I appreciate it. But I mean, it's fine niggas over there, you know what I'm saying? Fine, you know what I'm saying? Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm. Damson Idris.
Who is that? Who else? Dandy Newton. Ain't she from over there?
The boy from All American.
Who?
The main character.
Really?
Yeah.
He from over there?
Yeah.
Damn. Who is a woman? Because now I'm seeming homo. I got to find a woman. Who is an English woman who do a American accent that's over there that's fine? You ever watched Luther?
I'm going to start that.
It's real good. You and T might like it. It got some gruesome murders, but it's a black.
Oh, then Caleb would like it then.
it might be too slow for him though. It's kind of like,
yeah, it is, because them was too slow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too scary?
Hell no!
I ain't watching that bullshit.
I mean, yes, because we started it Thursday, and then Friday night, T was like, "Hey, you want to watch another episode?" And I was like, "No." No, we'll start this in the daytime.
Oh,
for me.
Oh,
like I was like, I don't want to dream about this.
Oh,
yeah.
Word.
You'll see when you start watching it. Why who? I say that?
I'm not watching that shit.
You're not gonna watch it.
I don't watch shit with spirits. Not on purpose. No, you can Google he all you want to. I ain't watching that shit. Hell no. Them, they, he, her, whatever pronoun they want to call themselves.
But yeah,
I'm not watching like, it. They're trying to wrap it up in civil rights. They know I love a good civil rights shit. I'm not watching that shit. Gentrification, whatever. But Baby Rain did. So it's about this guy who gets stalked by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He realizes early on that she's a stalker. Like in the first or second episode, yeah, that she has problems with stalking and he don't know how to get away with her. One of the things the post said, like the real villain is this writer guy. What was his name? Daniel?
Damn.
Darren or something like that. It's something.
Yeah.
And I was like, he ain't he one of the villains, but see, this why you got to know your real homeboys, because his homeboy sent a message to her talking about he want to fuck in the ass, and that just sent her
co-worker
through the roof.
I don't even
didn't that, they live together?
Even a friend.
Didn't they live together though? No, they
no,
didn't
he
live
was
together.
Living with his ex girlfriend's mama at first.
She was the okay, her.
And then
she's the only fine. Well, her mama was pretty too.
Mm-hmm.
Her mama was a pretty black.
It's the black people.
No, because as I was talking about Luther, the other black detective, she got a hard face.
Oh, thank
I you. Like you say, crack. I crack, but she got a hard face.
But
excuse me, y'all. I'm drinking. Something from my
ended
throat.
Up moving out from there.
No, he didn't end up moving out.
Well, I mean, yeah, they kicked his ass out.
Yeah, we gonna tell this story. I'm sorry, y'all. We gonna spoil this motherfucker. We spoilers today.
But her typing, like that was so like if you that you had to pay attention to the beginning of every episode. But she was sending them emails.
He said it though. He was like he knew, and there's a little shit that you catch that he was saying. Like he was like, every time he would get an email, it would say sent from my iPhone. But I knew she had to be typing it herself because I know she had an Android. Like, yeah. How crazy you gotta be that like that's your shit? That's the shit you want to put out there? Like,
and then she was spelling it wrong.
Then she would spell it wrong sometimes. Yeah. I wonder, did they ever say like what her mental issue was?
Mm-mm.
Cause I think that's a symptom of I don't know if it's schizophrenia or
we
maybe
can
like
ask Amanda Seals. She would know.
Yeah, she would know that she could do it herself. She could watch you and then diagnose you like she diagnosed.
but
you want to get into
it's
that now?
So it's a lot. It's so...
That show?
Yeah.
Watch Baby. Baby Rain is good. Watch I put it. My stamp Watch on it. It. Y'all know how we do on TV. I think I've pretty much gone at the goodwill of the people on good stuff to yep. recommend when it comes to television shows and movies.
They trust your judgment.
And that's a good one that'll... Because some stuff I like that I know I like it for my own personal reasons, but I think this right here catch everybody. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all too ugly to have a stalker, so you might not be able to relate to that. But some of y'all have been stalked. I mean, have been stalkers. What?
That wasn't a nice thing to say.
We not here to be, we truth tellers. We Charleston White. The bitch. I don't know. What do Charleston White say? Yeah. No, yeah. That's something he say. I don't know. Anyway.
So you said the email went kind of into.
Yeah. So we did get an email from day one listener, Kia. You want me to send it to you so you can read along?
Go ahead.
It's kind of long now. I've been drinking that shit. So, excuse me. She said she's Team Issa. She said, hey, B. Hey, Amy. I know y'all are going to talk about this, so I'm going to say my piece on the Amanda Seals interview. Amanda is a strong personality. She's unapologetically herself, and she questions everything. I don't have a problem with people like this, but because if I don't agree, I don't argue and I move on, keep scrolling. She's now saying she's autistic and she has trouble with social cues. There lies the problem. She can be who she is, but people don't have to like it. It's a characteristic of some people on the spectrum to be inappropriate, but not know when they are being inappropriate. Yes, everything you're saying can be true, but now is not the time. As I get older, I want easy interactions, easy friendships, and easy work environments, or I'm out. If you have a friend that likes to go to the club and fight, eventually you're not going to want to go out with them unless you like fighting. I put that in the shit. Amanda said Insecure was problematic. Kevin Hart's network was problematic. The Real was problematic. Kevin Hart got a network? Okay.
Laugh Out Loud, funny, laugh, something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That network. Okay. The Real was problematic, mm-hmm. and no one has her back. Is it possible she nitpicks about stuff?
Sirius FM. I'm gonna interject. Sirius FM was also problematic. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go
ahead. Is it possible she nitpicks about stuff other people genuinely don't care about? The only positive experience she mentioned was on Bring the Funny, and the only reason is it was positive is because when she complained, Jeff Foxworthy backed her up. Okay, that ain't fair though, because she didn't complain. She just told that one experience about the drinking.
Yeah.
So, that, do you call that complaining? That experience?
She could have just declined to drink. Like, it didn't have to be a thing. Like, everything got to be a fucking thing.
But if you've never been a person that declined to drink when people drinking, and the way they act because you're not drinking, they make it a thing. If I say I'm not going to drink, come on, man.
Not in my circles.
But see, I've been that nigga that I don't want to drink, not because I don't drink, because I'm not drinking right now, or because I'm trying to keep my head because I see something else going on, mm-hmm. and I say I'm not drinking, and then people are like, come on, man, you ain't drinking. Hey, man, get B a drink, man. Come on, B, drink. Now, five niggas up here coming up to you talking about don't drink. Now, when I snap and say, nigga, get the fuck out my face, it's a thing, and now I done made it into something.
That
so
ain't never happened to me, so I can't, you know relate. What I'm
saying? It's been stuff like that, but her thing, I think her thing was they wanted her to drink promotion. It was some kind of promotion or a commercial thing, and she didn't feel comfortable doing it. Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Okay. Where was I? Jeff Foxworthy backed her up and technically got his way. I'm Team Issa when it comes to the issue with Amanda and the publicist. Y'all grown, keep me out of it. I'm not sitting down with anyone and saying, that's who she is, be nice to her. You don't like her, oh well. The situation with her getting kicked out of the Emmy party by the publishers should have been hashed out between the publishers and Elijah Kelly, who said, I'm a planner too, come in. He should have said, nah, she's good to stay. Anyways, even though Shannon was a little cringy in some parts on the interview, he sure does get the people talking. Bye, y'all. Akia, shout out to you for that email. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I try to not take sides. Like,
how's that going?
What do you mean? Because I don't really care either way, but I'm not going to put, like, I ain't going to say what she said, like, kind of like the point where she said about her complaining about the Jeff Foxworthy situation. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked, was that really complaining? Did she really complain? Or was that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to ask the question because maybe my perspective looked different. And I asked the question, so if 8 people say she complaining, then I'm like, okay, well, that was complaining. But
The first thing that came to my mind about this whole interview is this girl lying. Like, that was so many times, so many things, so many points in the interview. And I watched the whole thing, the full version. It was just like, I think she lying. Like, I don't know. I just get this feeling when somebody lying. And there was a lot of points when I'm like, that ain't happened. She lying.
It was something that happened.
Did it really happen?
It was something that happened. Oh, the Cat Williams shit. So, like, you know how with Cat Williams, he was saying all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then people was like, well, they would come out with, like, the real facts, mm-hmm, or whatever. And it would kind of be like, Cat, if you were Cat Williams, it wouldn't be lying. Mm-hmm. But with you see all of the information that he ain't really lying, that's just his perspective. You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah, I got that too. I was like, in her mind,
she's not lying. Yeah.
Like, in her mind, she did call that man a revolutionary nigga. In her mind, that's all she said to him. Yeah. And that took him over the top. It could have been something else that was said that we wasn't there.
But is as a nigga who has gotten reprimanded for saying nigga, mm-hmm, at his place of employment. Mm-hmm. Before that, I would have been like, ain't nobody getting mad at you saying nigga at work. But if you a fake black person or whatever, you know, that's the type of shit that get to you. Like, some black people just don't like the word nigga.
Based on the story she told after that, I think the cast member that happened to was the guy that plays Issa's brother. Because who was she in the car with? She was like, they had to shoot a scene right after that and they were in the car. And I'm trying to think what man on the show that she was in the car with. Unless it was her husband.
Probably her husband.
Her fucking husband. Cause, oh my God.
Yeah, it might have been him. Because I don't remember her.
And he mixed, so the white side of him probably didn't like being called a revolutionary nigga.
But you know what, though? It's like, it ain't no in-between. Mm-hmm. Well, the in-between motherfuckers just ain't commenting like me. I don't... She can be aggravating. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, when some people that... I don't even know if she, like, lying to me. Well, I did forget about the Myron Roll thing. You know who Myron Roll is? Mm-mm. When I start talking, you can be like, oh, so Myron Roll, he played in the NFL. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He left from being in the NFL to be a neurosurgeon.
Okay.
She accused him of, like, sexual assault or being, what was it? Not sexual assault, but, like, being inappropriate to him. She even said something like, he came to the door with one of her friends naked. Like, they were supposed to go on a date. The friend came to his house, and he came to the door naked.
What?
Or whatever, yeah. But she never apologized for, like, any of that. You know what I'm saying? Because he came out. He was like, nah, she lying on me, whatever, whatever. So that was a big thing. This happened in, like, 2019.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people bought that up. Like, she been lying. She always been lying. She been a liar, whatever, whatever. It was a couple other things that people bought out. But,
well, I mean, she also sat there and did not clarify. I ain't going to say she lied, but she did not clarify that she was not diagnosed by a doctor of being autistic.
And
then went on live after and said, everything viewed and said,
but I think she wasn't. And she's done like 2 or 3 lives since that interview.
Oh, she done been talking shit about Shannon. See?
What did she say about Shannon?
She was like, talking about they cut a lot of things out of the interview.
Oh yeah, she did say it was something that they cut out, yeah.
I guess like his line of questioning. She was right along with the rest of the people in the world
on her side,
saying that, you know, Shannon wasn't educated enough, or Shannon, you know, his line of questioning. But I would have been asking her them same questions. Like, wait, now, you sure that teacher did that? Like, I mean, you corrected a teacher. You sure it's because you're black that the teacher got you in trouble?
I had that happen to me at work before. Like, matter of fact, we was in the same group. So, all right, remember, we started out in collections, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to, like, doing the files.
Whatever the fuck that was.
Whatever that was. You know, that free money. That free money. So, it was one time we went back to the building, you know, we had our own section.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we came back and we had that new person with my last name? She was our manager. I remember you weren't in my group then. Anyway.
Oh, I had probably was already gone.
I don't know. But anyway, so we had a big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the meeting was, it was just one part on the file to like do the file this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you read it, it had the commas, whatever. So, you know, whatever, whatever. So I was like, I don't think it's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's saying do it this way. And she was like, no, it's saying do it this way. And she went on with the meeting. I was like, all right. I have reading comprehension. And I spoke up in the meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
A month later, come to find out, it was a bigger meeting because everybody was doing it wrong because she said do it this way. So we were doing all these people home files, like they lines and shit. I think we was doing like insurance lines or something.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance lines was fucked up because we were doing it fucked up. It was our fault. And it was based on that meeting. So she was like, well, y'all, we've been doing it wrong. This means this. And somebody was like, I know who the person was who said it. Shout out to her. She was like, Brandon said do this in the first meeting and y'all ain't want to listen to him. Ever since then, that lady had it out for me. And the first time she got to fire me, she got rid of my ass. So that kind of shit be happening. Like you stand up to a teacher or you stand. But some people just don't care to speak up, just don't care to talk up or whatever.
And that's why I say I see a lot of me in her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I could relate. And that's how I knew she was lying about a lot of stuff. Because it's in our nature. We stick up for the people who won't stick up, the people who won't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Full transparency moment. I was recently fired from a position for speaking up for the voiceless.
Mm.
And it came back to bite me in the ass.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yes. That's how I know it was her. It was her. People ain't just out to get you. You got to do something to stir the fucking pot. Like, everybody out to get you?
But I mean,
what the bitches on the reel did to you?
But I mean, if you are the person that speaks up,
mm-hmm.
and you speaking up for right, and then somebody coming up, like in your situation, would you say that was your fault?
Yeah. Why? I should have shut the fuck up.
But I wouldn't look at it like that.
Well.
You did the right thing.
I mean, I did the right thing, but they didn't ask me to do that.
Who, the person?
Yeah.
The other person?
The voiceless. They didn't ask me to speak up for them.
Is the voiceless still working?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you still, maybe they would have been fired. I heard people say that, like, on the real, because I never really watched her on there, that she was like, she would be like standing up and like speaking up for like the racial issues when the people would get it wrong. She would be like educating.
Stick to the motherfucking script.
You wouldn't want them to get the right information out there?
It's the fucking real. I don't go to the real for justice information.
Where you go for?
For fucking gossip and entertainment. And
but I think this was like had to do with like the 2020 type shit. Like, you know, well, the George Floyd type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was that time. I don't know. I don't know when she was on there.
The people don't watch the real for that.
You don't think so?
No, they watch the real for gossip and chatty shit. Well, Wendy Williams was off the air. We needed something like that.
No, she was on when Wendy Williams was on there. This was years ago when she was on the real now.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is before Wendy fell.
Well, either way.
I'm pretty sure.
That's what they go to the real for. She needed to be with, oh gosh.
The View?
No. Roland Martin. That's what she needed to be. Go to Roland. Go sit on Roland panel with some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, true. She would fit in real good there. What else? Oh, it was I had to screenshot this because it was along them same lines of her. Let's see. It says, takeaways from this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Her teacher was racist because she didn't want Amanda talking back and correcting her. Her dorm mates in college all hated her because she had a strong mind and was pretty. Marsha Ambrosius was intimidated for no reason and hated on her.
Forgot about that.
She was expelled from college because a white kid lied on her. I forgot about that part. What happened with that? What college was she expelled on from? Acting
NYU.
College.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. No, NYU. It was another one. It was another. She was like,
something.
Yeah, it was one of the top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said top three. Now, I never heard of it, but I ain't no actor. She said Nickelodeon was racist in the process of her getting another gig. She now has autism now that people hate her. But when she was more popular, she was just fine. That's shady right there. It said she got fired from Sirius Radio and it wasn't her fault. It was her boss. She wasn't allowed into the Emmys party for no apparent reason.
None.
Assistant is
probably got a legitimate beef,
or maybe she just don't like him. You could just not like people who talk too much. That's why I try to shut the fuck up when I'm in public. I don't say nothing. Like, be you good? Like, I don't even say nothing. Says the cast of Insecure hated her for no reason. You know, when I knew that they didn't like her when the story first broke that she got kicked out the party, and I want to say they had another party, and she had mentioned that she wasn't even invited to the party, but everybody else in the cast was invited. I was like, oh yeah, they just don't fuck with her. It says Black Enterprise started beef with her for no apparent reason. Howard University decided to rescind her interview for no reason. Howard University, what interview?
I don't remember.
Maybe this was late in the last 20 minutes, because I watched I think I had 30 minutes left. Said the cast and executives on The Real didn't like her for no reason. Essence Magazine don't like her for no reason. Never once during this interview did she say anything was her fault. Everyone was always picking with her for no reason.
No reason.
I think part of, let's say with your situation with you get fired, you said the reason was because you stood up for somebody else.
I completely deserve that shit.
All right, but you you didn't try to intimate that it was they just didn't like me. Mm-mm. You was like, because she never did that is what this post is saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't like me because I had a smart ass mouth. Like, that's why.
I try to be like I got a homeboy, right? That when Pastor Troy first came out, he hated Pastor Troy. I was like, why don't you like Pastor Troy? He's like, I don't know. I just don't like him. Mm-hmm. He never liked his music. I was like, bro, you ain't never met the nigga. Like, you just, I don't know. I don't like that nigga. I try not to be like that with nobody. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with my listeners, with our listeners, okay, our friends that listen to the show.
Okay.
I really haven't liked her since My Brother and Me.
Damn, that's a long time.
Because she used to act the same. She used to act the same way on that show. But it's no reason. I was like, well, she's just an actress. Like, that's just how she acted. But she kind of act like that in real life. And I feel like she would be one of those people that would you might see her someplace in your regular clothes and she would act kind of snooty to you until she saw you pull up. Well, saw me pull up. I saw one of the homies pull up. That's your car? Now she want to act different. Or no, you got a position and act different. But I've never met her. So I try not to put that on her, but
and then has anybody said anything? Usually the people who are talked about in the interview, interviews, ain't nobody rebutting it. Like, I don't even think they care. I don't think,
I wish people do this more. I hope people see the interview and then see the comments and see what the majority of the people are saying and then just don't comment.
Now, crazy enough, I have seen a high number of Black women, and this ain't all, so don't y'all come emailing up here. Don't y'all, don't fight me in the street. Black women with multiple higher education degrees who are single are on Amanda's side.
See,
just what I'm seeing.
I can't...
The ones that got two master's degrees.
Well, we got an email from one who was not on her side, so.
That's why I say, but single. I had thrown the single. Oh,
yeah,
you said
single. Yeah, you did say single.
The ones who just throw all they all in their work. Let me stop. but
you looking at, just, you talking about somebody that's
it's a certain caliber of people who are on her side. And I'm going through the comments and I'm looking and they're like, y'all just don't want to see a black woman. Shut the fuck up, first of all.
It was another, let me see. Somebody made a comment. They posted.
Mm-hmm.
The homie Summer. She has her own podcast too. But she made this post on her Facebook, and mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting because I would figure she would be on her side because I would figure more black women would be on Amanda's side.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. just to stick up for the culture. Like, we'll talk about you behind closed doors, but in public, we're going to black women, you know what I'm saying? So, but she was like, not that anyone on here has asked me about it, but Amanda Seals is a clear case of colorism, pretty privilege, elitism, classism, hero complex, all wrapped up into one tired bow. No matter how insufferable, how self-aggrandizing, how deplorable her behavior is, some will discount it because she's a quote-unquote truth teller who quote-unquote doesn't play Hollywood games. Last time I checked, she's a proven liar who is indeed playing Hollywood games. In the face of empirical evidence and decades firsthand accounts of her piss-poor behavior towards others, she is still elevated by some. Despite her shaming black folks for buying Jordans instead of passports, she's uplifting the black community. That she put that in quotation. I forgot about that. She said that a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She was like, y'all niggas are by. That was really one of the first things that got people on her head when she, like, the ordinary person. Because a lot of people really didn't know who she was a few years ago. Because she used to be Amanda Diva. You would see her on host and stuff. I think on like MTV and stuff like that.
I wonder if Issa put her in that AKA sweater so that people can get on her ass about it.
Oh yeah, because there was a little backlash about that, ain't it? Yeah. But then like a couple years ago, she had said something about y'all buying Jordans and not having a passport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, a passport costs 100 and something. Jordans cost maybe $200, but I still got to buy the trip. And I can wear the Jordans multiple times. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway. I like her stance.
Yeah, she said, despite her mistreating actors and production staff / publicists, she's being blacklisted. Besides calling out the mother of a victim of police violence in defense of a known grifter, she's doing the work. So she got into it. Well, not got into it, but Tamir Rice's mom, had like words for either Sean King. It was Sean King. Okay. I thought it was what's the lady name that's always talking? That's always like protesting and stuff. She wrote a book and what's the black lady? Oh God, I can't think of that. Anyway. She says, but if Ms. Seals was a dark skinned woman with prominent Afrocentric features, would she still get the grace that she doesn't even seek? Nah, she wouldn't get it. I doubt it. She says it's highly doubtful. Pretty people are perceived as being smarter, funnier, and more sociable than they actually are. Heavy emphasis on the word perceived. And while I get that she is clearly an educated woman, she is consistently and loudly wrong, and more often than not, double downs on her wrongness. Ms. Seals is on the outside because she doesn't do the work to be on the inside. Instead of analyzing, because like I definitely agree with that, because if you know talking too much get on people's nerves, shut the fuck up. It ain't that hard. She recognizes she rubbed people the wrong way. If you recognize you rub people the wrong way and you want to be around people, do some things to not rub people the wrong way. It ain't that hard.
But like, then she wouldn't be being real.
Because that's how she would see it. That's how she would see it. She says, instead of being apologetic, she is antagonizing.
Goddamn, she put all that in a Facebook post?
Oh, yeah. She's a mean girl. She's a bully. Always has been. Probably always will be as long as her bad behavior is excused. When people show you and have shown you for years who they are, believe them. I was like, man, I got to read that because, oof. That was right after we was having our back and forths and forths and backs in our group chat.
I did not expect you to say that you didn't like her.
No, I didn't. No,
I thought you was about to get on this mic and defend her. I was ready to put my motherfucking dukes up.
No, no, I don't. But like, okay, so like in the group chat, you a lot of the stuff, kind of like in Akia's email, how she said she complained. Like, okay, everybody, I feel like everybody might be on the spectrum a little bit. So my thing is, if you saying something about somebody, or you saying something about a thing or whatever, whatever, if we not joking, like if I'm not joking about something, I can't like put it in hyperbole or whatever. I'm going to say what it really is. So I can't say she complained when it really wasn't a complaint to me. That's why I asked you, was she complaining?
And I agree. Like, so a lot of the things that she was saying when she was just self-diagnosing herself live on Shay Shay, I was like, I do some of that. So I was like, bitch, can I get a check? Like,
that's why, like, bro, that's why I
like,
say
when she say everybody, she doodle, because I do, like, if I'm in a meeting, I'm doodling the whole time. I have to.
And she says it's called something.
Stimming.
Yeah. Which they got a word for everything, but if you do that, if you like, even like the socially awkward type shit, like, that's why I say everybody probably is on the spectrum. So now you can't really use that as an excuse, especially when you know. Now, if you a motherfucker who just don't know and you do this shit without it, now you probably got a problem. But for her to say, well, I'm this, and to not even try to change it, like, if you ain't got the, like, you got all these degrees and you ain't got the ability to work your own, like, actions or whatever.
Them degrees ain't got shit to do with autism.
I mean, you could.
She could tell you about Martin Luther King.
But I'm saying, like, if you could self-diagnose, like, if I know my back hurt and I know I got arthritis in my back, I know I need to fucking stretch all the time to keep my back loose. Like, you know you need to stretch your ass sometimes or not, and talk to people a different way. Like, you can recognize, well, I guess that's part of the social cues thing. Like, if I look in your face and I say something and your facial expression just totally changed, then I know I've either said something that you really love or something that you really hated. You know what I'm saying?
There's one thing that she said, and I was like, oh, I would have never expected that from her.
What's that?
She got a broke-ass nigga at home. Well, had.
Because
she was like, nigga wasn't working. And she was sitting there stressed out. Like, how, if I don't work, I'm going to pay the bills. I'm like, oh, she kept a broke nigga?
He probably had. Wow. He probably used to fix the toilet.
And lay pipe. Got her a live-in plumber.
Yep. That was something else I didn't agree with too. And she do this kind of shit too, and I think it's for clout too. So she mentioned, she threw in that she dated Lupe Fiasco.
What they had to do? They with had to shit. Do with shit.
She dated. Why would you bring up you dating Pusha T? But she did that, right? But when Lil Scrappy brought up a few months ago that them two dated, you didn't have to mention that. You didn't have to talk about that. Whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's three niggas.
I would have never known about her and Lupe.
I would have never known her about Pusha. Pusha, that don't even seem like the type. Pusha probably just smashing.
Yeah.
Then she gonna. He has a beautiful wife. Shout out to Virginia. What? Don't mention my wife's name. Yeah, a little Scrappy. So that's three niggas we know. I shouldn't know. If I don't personally know you, I shouldn't know four niggas you had sex with.
She maybe got her a little roster now.
She do got a roster.
Damn.
A whole rap roster. If you notice, all of these guys are top flight MCs. She said some shit like that. Come on, Amanda. I pulled the wool over Amy's eyes because Amy thought she was going to have to damn.
You did. You got me.
Thought she was going to debate. I said, you watch this shit here.
How many other rap niggas? She can make a song about it, like Biggie, Dreams. Run down the list.
But yeah, but I thought, you know, based on you and some of the other women I know, the shit that they said, I thought it would be a whole lot of that. But she got a lot of people following behind her, and, you know. And then she keep making these lives and all this and that. It was something that happened. Cause she's like really heavy. She was real heavy into talking about the Palestine Gaza thing or whatever, Palestine Israel thing. It was something that happened, And like she had a whole bunch of people watching her live. She was like, well, if you want to see my thoughts on it, subscribe to my Patreon. I said, ah, this nigga here, man. But
goddamn grifter.
Yeah, I will not. Somebody have to screenshot it or whatever. But email us y'all thoughts about Amanda Seales. I still don't. When I say I don't like her.
It's okay to not like her.
No, what I'm saying, like, I don't like her aggressive. Like, she talks so hard. Like, why are you talking so hard? Like, niggas. She was like, when she moved to New York, like, she felt right at home.
Oh, she said that she knew that since she was 12 years old.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. She said she visited New York when she was just a child, 12 years old, and she knew that was where she needed to be.
They do talk hard in New York, though. Right there, son. Like, damn, bro, we on the same team, cuz. Like, you know. Yeah, we do talk. We do talk different down here, though. But yeah, so. It was an interesting watch. I didn't think I would get through most of that. But we, how you watched all of it?
Mm-hmm. In pieces. And I had to keep myself busy. I was like doing laundry and playing Candy Crush, like doing other things.
I was playing Ninja Turtles and driving. I was in my car too. But yeah, it was interesting. Shout out to everybody that watched it. Shout out to everybody that had a thought on it too. A lot of people still think she's lying about it. It was another post I saw too where people thought she was lying. You mentioned that when she the self-diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she tap danced around that question. And people was mad. A lot of people talking shit about Shannon, too. That'd be my last point, too. A lot of people talking about Shannon and his line of questions.
Saying Shannon was not educated enough to be in an interview with her.
Why they think he ain't educated enough? Because he got a heavy tongue?
I got to be.
Did Shannon graduate college?
I think so.
So shut the fuck up, niggas.
The thing is, like, Shannon will ask a question, and he will just let them talk.
Yep.
And he don't have to ask hard-hitting questions because they get up there and they sip that goddamn cognac and they just spill their guts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which with her, she was drinking water, but
she still was spilling her goddamn guts.
Yeah, because that's the type of person she is.
He did fuck up one time. I was like, damn, Shane. He's like, so your mama's white. Well, your dad is white, right?
In his defense, I think a lot of us thought she was mixed.
Bro, I thought she said that one time.
Who knows?
I thought she said that one time, but either way, it's gonna boost her following or whatever. Her engagement, right
here. But it will, yeah.
It's gonna boost her engagement, so she'll be able to buy whatever nigga's dick she's sucking some Chinese food tonight. In other news this week, I don't know. I guess it's the end of the Me Too movement. Maybe Diddy might be good. Bill Cosby got out.
Okay.
I don't think R. Kelly gonna get out, but Harvey Weinstein, his 2020 rape conviction has been overturned.
Damn.
On Thursday, they found that the judge in his trial has shown prejudice by allowing women to testify about about allegations that were not part of the case. And so they've ordered a new trial. So, I saw a video of him like walking out of something. I don't know if that was him getting out of jail, but
damn.
Shout out to Harvey, I guess. He was in jail for how long? 3-4 years?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die in jail. I thought he was going to die after the first couple of years, but when you that rich though, you can get some good stuff on your commissary, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of honey buns.
Pay for protection.
Yep. And he the kind of nigga that should have been in that jail that was on unlocked. Yeah. True story, probably would have tried to beat him up, though. What else happened this week before we get our quick hits? Ooh. You heard about the thing that Joe Biden doing with Delta Airlines? Now, is it Delta?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they got some airline rule changes. It was one of the airlines.
That's what the fuck Joe doing? Is he bored? Like, this motherfucker don't get our student loans taken care of. He worrying about a goddamn airplane.
No. Well, that's good if you fly. They issued final rules Wednesday to require airlines to automatically issue cash refunds for things like delayed flights, and to better disclose fees for baggage or canceling reservations. So if you got a flight and your flight get delayed or canceled, you get your money back expeditionally.
I'd rather have my student loans. Fuck them flights.
he
I know.
Don't he got student loans? Didn't he do that for somebody a couple weeks ago? Last week?
There's some people.
Some people?
Yeah.
He working
not
slow.
Not me.
Oh. That's what you get for going to a real school. You should have been like me and went to a fake school. I went to a play school. I don't even tell niggas where I got my degree from. You got a degree? Truck driving school. Me and Boogie went to the same school. You remember Boogie off of Kings of Comedy?
You remember computer Boogie school.
Went to computer school. That's where I got my... Me and Boogie got our degree from the same school. I know a dope boy when I see one. What your ass say? Shout out to Joe Biden. It was a post on Ebro page, and he was... it was a guy... I should have played. He was like acting like he was mad at Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, it was like a redneck type dude. Mm-hmm. But he was being sarcastic. But it's a shame how dumb people are. Like, they didn't realize he was being sarcastic.
That's all in the comments, ain't it?
Oh my God. This dude, so is he for real? Like, I'm let me see if I can find it and play. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna try to find it real quick. But I thought it was funny.
Let me give a shout out while you finding that to the people who did get their student loans wiped out, and the people who are on their way. I know somebody who got to make one more payment, and then everything else is going to be forgiven.
Oh, they did it the real way.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
The public service people, like, I'll never get that. I'll never get that public service.
Oh,
because
they
were
So they got theirs wiped out. So like teachers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. I'm gonna play this, y'all. Let me see.
I saw this comment from Kathy, and boy, y'all don't know the half of this. Biden and his little minion Pete Buttigieg are making it so the airlines have to automatically refund you cash money if your flight's delayed or canceled. And y'all, I don't even know where to start. I mean, now, instead of all the airlines having wildly different refund policies and definitions of what a significant change to your flight's supposed to mean, now we're just supposed to get our money back in full, in cash, no questions asked. I mean, make that make sense, y'all. Make that make sense to me, because I just can't see it, y'all. I, for one, like knowing that when I board a plane, fully recline my seat, and queue up my favorite season of Downton Abbey, the one where Lady Edith leaves her child with the pig farmers, I know my money is safe with the airline company, and they're going to do with it what they see fit. I don't need Biden telling the airlines what they can do with my hard-earned money. I mean, make that make sense, y'all. How about y'all just don't buy tickets for a flight that could get delayed or canceled? That's why I get up at the butt crack of dawn and get on the first plane out. I want to earn my on-time flight.
And people was mad in the comments. Let me see some of these comments. Why did you even share this stupidity? So is he being real or no?
Oh gosh.
Surely he's joking, right? Of course he's joking, dummy.
Oh.
Let me see.
I know, because I was talking to somebody the other day how like you cannot. Well, they were saying that they prefer talking over texting because you can't read
tone,
like, annotation and tone. And I'm like, I think I can.
That's what punctuation is for, you goof.
I think I do pretty good with that. I can tell when someone's being sarcastic. Like,
how can you not?
Were you at the beginning of the conversation? Like, you didn't just jump in that one sentence.
You got
like,
you.
Pay you, attention.
You gotta ask. You know how it was something you said earlier, but you gotta ask niggas, did they pass the exit exam on the first try or not? If they didn't.
So, just like, because that kind of reminds me of like you said earlier, I was getting cooked on social media earlier this week when Jeannie Mae said that Jeezy was beating on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hate to see Jeezy go down like this, but he made a choice. And everybody just immediately assumed that I was like, yay, he whooping the fuck out of Jeannie Mae. And I'm like, I didn't even mention her.
Oh, that's why they...
Yeah, I didn't even mention her. The whole comment was about Jeezy choosing another race. But but I didn't even mention her. How did we get here? How did y'all get that from that sentence? Oh, so you were okay with him hitting women? Did I say that? No. Do I think she lying? Yes, but still.
She definitely lying. Did you see the video?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be a video of, I think one of the complaints in that shit was like, he had some guns around and the kid had access to the guns and it was supposed to be video mm-hmm. or whatever. I didn't see, you know, I've been too busy with real life to see, but apparently that was it. But he wants full custody.
They ain't getting full now. Come on now.
Nah, you're not getting, I don't care if you is a snowman. I don't know though. He might have better lawyers than her. He might, I don't know. This Jesus the snowman, he make it wintertime. Mm. Shout out to
you.
Yeah, Jesus.
They would tear my ass up. Also, you like to see women getting beat. I hope you and all your daughters get beat. Like, damn, like, I don't even have daughters.
I'd be like, okay, I hope my daughters get beat too, bitch.
I didn't respond to anybody.
Yeah, you can't. You can't respond.
I was just like, let them have it.
I saw a couple of them. It was like 40-something comments on it. How many is up to now?
See.
What were you on? Checked. Hollywood Unlocked.
It was Shade Room. Cooking my ass.
Oh, sorry, y'all. That's loud, but this Crown and Red Bull tastes good.
I know you the fuck you ain't. I thought you was drinking tea.
Nope. Not today. I wish I had some more so I could be slurred by the end of the episode. Y'all like that, don't you, bitch? Let's see what else we got going on this week.
48 plus 8 more. 56 comments.
Oh, nah. Your ass ain't cooked until your phone cut off from buzzing too damn much. You ever had that shit happen to you?
No.
That was one of the old Twitter days. What was I living in? I was living in it. I was in Columbia then. I said something on Twitter one time. They were on my side,
mm-hmm.
but my phone was going off so much till my phone cut off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bzz, 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 like, yeah. So.
Good old Twitter.
Yeah. Did we talk about the Black Twitter show?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I meant to mention this in the shows that's coming out or whatever. It's supposed to be a Black Twitter show on
Hulu.
Yeah, I want to say it comes out next week, but it's supposed to be about, you know, the rise of Black Twitter and what it meant. I want to say it's like 3 episodes or something like that. Well, how many
Black
episodes?
Black Twitter, A People's History.
When's it come out on the 5th? No, not the 5th. The 5th? 10th of May? Excuse me. I can't remember. But yeah, and then like you said, the Shy is coming back too.
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I want to
because I was there. That felt like the people who went to Freaknik.
Yeah, I was there. What year did you get in on Twitter?
2009.
Me too. I got
June 2009.
Shout out to my cousin Cicely. She got me to be on Twitter. She's like, you not on Twitter? I was on Twitter back when you couldn't join on your phone.
Yep.
You had to go on a computer.
Oh, that was the worst.
Why?
But because we would just really like sit there for hours in front of a laptop or in front of a computer.
But no. What I'm saying is you had to join on your computer, but they still had the app on your phone.
It wasn't an app. You could use a browser on your phone. That wasn't an app, though.
Shout out to Sprint because I was using it on my phone. Yeah, I ain't never sat down. But yeah. Okay, it wasn't an app then.
Mm-mm. But you would go to Twitter.com and use your phone's browser.
I think that's how I found out Michael Jackson died.
Yep.
On Twitter.
Yep, I remember that day.
I was at practice. Shout out to the Young Guns. I was at practice and it came on Twitter. It's like, what you talking about? I was like, man, they say it on Twitter. The fuck is Twitter, nigga? Mm-hmm. Then he thought I was making up shit. Yeah, the old Twitter was a time.
And you couldn't retweet. There wasn't a retweet button. You literally had to copy and paste and type RT and then
oh yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time from like 2010, I'm sorry, not 2010, 2010 to like 2013, 2014,
mm-hmm.
where I had got rid of Facebook and got on Twitter.
I remember that.
I got off Facebook because I was noticing like the stuff on Twitter just seemed so much. It just seemed like
realistic.
It seemed funnier. It seemed smarter. Like I was just so upset that people I grew up with didn't know the difference between there and there. But on Twitter, it was all right.
Cause you was with your people. It felt like we found our people when we got over there.
Well, not me. I was just disappointed in my people that they couldn't spell.
Damn, yeah.
And so I just went to, you know, Twitter.
We just ignore it now.
Yeah, yeah. That's just sad. Ignore it. Yeah, yeah. I used to, when I first came back to Facebook, they used to call me the grammar police. Because I'd be like, nigga, that ain't right, whatever. But, and now Twitter or X is just a place where porn and racism resides.
So much porn.
So much racism.
I don't get the racism. Like, I be seeing that. That's all. That ain't in my algorithm.
Click one time on somebody post and you'll see them racists on their tummy. That's why I don't want to live beside these monkeys. That kind of shit.
Yeah, I follow them. The freaks. Boy.
Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week before we get out. How long have we been talking? Oh, shit. We've been talking for long enough.
Like, you know I can see you liking that, right?
I mean, porn shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. You know, granted, I'm going to watch it too, but god damn. Like, damn, she put that whole dick in her mouth. So, quickie. did you hear the Drake disc where he... Diss?
You been drinking too?
Not yet. Where Tupac and Snoop joined alone.
You know I haven't heard that yet?
I heard clips. I haven't heard the whole thing. Anyway,
I don't think you can find it no more.
It's AI.
Yeah.
And Tupac family said fuck.
No. It's not his family. It's his estate.
His estate, yeah.
And his estate is owned by some white people.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they said, yeah. Ceased and desist.
No, not ceased.
That's what I said, nigga. Cease. And desist. You know, that's probably stuck in my head because last night I just had to find out how tall Lil Cease was from Dream Mafia.
And you said he was 5'8". Somebody said he was 5'8".
Yeah, the internet said he 5'8". I don't agree with that.
T.I. said he 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4 nigga. T.I. look like he about 5'7". But anyway.
You mentioned Crumble earlier. So Crumble.
I did? What did I say about
Crumble?
You said
you was going to tell me what the new Crumble cookies taste
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah. I just joking. Yeah.
But Crumble is testing a smaller cookie.
Why?
Affordability. A lot of people, yeah, and a lot of people feel like the cookies are too fucking big.
How much is one Crumble cookie? Like $4.99?
I don't even know.
You ever notice
how... I never bought just one.
We get shit that back in the day would just... Like, three Crumble cookies cost like $16, right?
That sound about right.
Back in the day, when the fuck would you ever need $16 worth of cookie at one time? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit just ridiculously priced. Mm-hmm. But they're good, though. Shout out to Crumble. Yeah. That's one thing. Crumble cookie is like Amanda Seals. You either love it or hate it.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I love it. The cookies.
Speaking of somebody who gets a little bit of hate, mm-hmm. Kanye West is venturing, and we were just talking about porn on Twitter. Kanye West is venturing into the porn industry.
Do you feel a kind of way about that?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, the porn industry, I feel like the porn industry took a hit because of OnlyFans. And I mean, like, production porn.
Oh, true.
Like, abracadabra, bitch. And if you know where that come from, you a nasty motherfucker.
Where that come from? That girl, what's her name? Be Smooth, whatever?
No, that's West Coast Productions. They are a porn production company.
Oh, I know that much.
If you know who Habib is, you a nasty motherfucker.
I seen Habib be having them black threesomes, ain't it? And they be in Texas a lot, don't they? I've seen Habib. Okay, real quick about the Kanye porn thing. Mm-hmm. This just lets me further know that he's something wrong with him mentally. This nigga just had a choir.
Yeah.
I know somebody that sung on his choir.
Yep. He was remixing all the R&B, 90s R&B
hits. That should have let you know something. That should have let you know something. Because some of them songs was very inappropriate for you to be singing the tune at a damn choir. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. Finally. Don't you do it. Don't you fucking do it. Because they took that man money away. Because take his Heisman
he
away.
He broke...
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
For something that everybody doing now.
Something everybody doing now. That's like, okay, that's like niggas in Prohibition been like, damn, they got liquor stores now and I need to get my liquor money back. No, it was illegal. It was illegal then. No, I don't think he should get it back. I don't think so.
Wow.
Because he was doing, he did.
That's anti-black.
That's not anti-black. That's anti-athleticism. Fuck you, nigga, your fast ass, you with them quick cuts and them fast twitch muscles. Shout out to Reggie.
Speaking of something else that's anti-black, Express is filing for bankruptcy. Y'all didn't like big girls. Fuck y'all.
Express didn't like big nobody. I used to go in Express with Blaze trying to get something for the club. Kev on stage had a he did a post about this talking about no sir, like they didn't go over larges. Like it was.
I have not worn anything from Express since my sophomore year of college. That's when I sized out of Express.
I think I went and got something from Express later on in life after I went through the change. I always try to get her one time in the episode, y'all. That was it right there. But yeah, I did. I was able to get in and fit in. It wasn't to my liking, but you know, one of the goals in life is just to get some shit off the rack. You know, before the club, we try to go, me and Blaze, and you know, get some clothes to wear to the club, and he would just go right in Express and find something nice.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I never had that luxury. That's why I always wore black tees.
Yeah, well, I was always the biggest friend in the friend group. So
what that mean?
So that mean when they was trying on their little size 2 Express jeans,
you was at Lane
Bryant. Just listening to the music. So all I could do was wait for them and listen to the music.
You can go across the hall, go across the mall, go across the street in the mall.
Well, we had Lerner.
Okay.
Well, what did they change their company to? New York and Company.
Oh, that's what Lerner changed to?
Yeah, and okay. They ain't nothing now. I think they closed all them down.
Everything closing down. Yeah, so shout out to them.
Lerner loved me when Express didn't.
Did they have the same type of, like, clothes? Mm-hmm. It ain't matter. You just was looking like you was going to work anyway. Go ahead.
Did you hear about that 10-year-old kid? So, a Texas 10-year-old admits to killing a man when he was only 7.
Then he shot him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And there, he's not being charged.
Good for him. Wait, he white?
Yeah, of course.
Damn, he shot a 32. His name was Brandon. He shot him in 2022.
Yep.
Damn.
And I was wondering, did somebody put this boy up to something? Put him up to confessing, knowing that he wouldn't get charged.
I bet you they like religious. And he been going to church all the time, talking about confessing your sins. And, you know, guess what, little boy? Even though you confess your sins, based on the Bible, you kill somebody, you going to hell, regardless of how you live your life. So.
Not if you repent.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Ain't that what they say?
Not except for blood guilty.
Oh, damn.
You can't take a life. Sorry. You can, you know.
Woo. At least I know I'm going to be forgiven for all this fucking. But anyway.
Yeah. Unless you do it willfully. Now, you going to hell, too. You going to hell for that other stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm joking. I don't know. I don't think you can kill nobody, though. Unless you kill for God. I don't know.
There's a doctor.
Okay.
A surgeon who, after he put people down, after they sedate them for surgery, he's looking at their dicks.
Oh, it was on the dicks.
Well, I mean, mainly black men. And then he would make comments about what he would do to them. He called it genitals of the day.
What would he do to? What would he do with the black dicks? What did he say he would do with the black dicks?
He discussed his favorite sex positions and his preference for autoerotic asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation,
that too. There you go. Yeah.
Amanda Seals will hate you.
I hate you too. But see, this is a fear of mine.
What?
What, like a doctor feeling on my titties or something after they put me down?
Yo, titties. You wouldn't be afraid of them feeling. You must be like the way your vagina look.
I've only been sedated twice in my life. I've only had surgery twice, and they both were to give birth. So I would hope that he wasn't playing with my pussy, because that wouldn't be the best thing to do.
But them titties. I mean, it's nothing worse than being in a cold room and the doctor saying, turn your head and cough. Because your thing isn't Let me get a little chub, Doc. Let me get a little hard so you feel.
I was explaining milking the prostate to my child. Wasn't that a part
Why
of baby?
The fuck would
it was
you?
It was a part of baby reindeer. He didn't understand what was going on. So I had to pause it and tell him. Remember when the guy, he was on the drugs and he was trying to crawl on the floor and the guy just like. he was getting it.
I missed that part.
When the guy drugged him the first time, he reached down in his pants and he went right up the ass.
Was he on his butt? He was on his stomach.
And the guy
was fingering.
And he was like, "What's happening?" And I was like, "Pause it." I was like,
this "You should have said he was
this
searching."
This is gonna happen. No, I explained a prostate exam to him.
Oh, you okay? You said milk and the prostate. That's totally two different things.
Why not? Ain't the same?
No.
The doctor touched the prostate and men nut, right?
No, you don't nut.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It feel good, though, don't it?
I don't know.
You ain't never had a prostate exam?
I'm not 45.
Start now.
Why you want me to get fingered in the ass?
Because black men have a higher rate of prostate cancer.
It's 45. They
get moved your goddamn exam.
I'm not 45.
It don't matter.
It does.
What's your insurance say?
It say 45. It used to be 50. What are you trying to do?
I'm almost certain in a prostate exam
you
when the doctors.
You don't bust a nut.
You sure? I'm almost certain that.
Why are you woman explaining about a prostate exam to a 40-something year old man?
I'm not trying to woman explain it. Well, that's the way I explained it to my kid. I was like, so if in the event that you get your prostate exam,
you gonna bust
don't
a nut?
Feel bad.
If you bust a nut?
If something happens when you get your prostate exam. Like, that's anatomy.
Men, that's why we need to stay in our kids' lives. So our wives or women won't tell your son that he's supposed to enjoy it.
No, I didn't tell him he was going to enjoy it. I just said, don't feel bad if something happens.
Like me busting a nut. That's enjoyment. What's wrong with you? You don't bust a nut.
And I also told him that's why men enjoy having sex like that. Ain't no sex.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What? That don't mean go out and experiment.
I hope not. Did you say that?
No. And if he choose to, then oh well.
I hope your son don't be riding around Georgia with his daddy one day talking about this is my boyfriend and this is him coming out of the shower.
If he choose to do that, that's
you just gave him all the wrong information. You're supposed
I'm
to say
almost that. Certain that.
No, you don't bust a nut. You don't bust a nut when you get your
you
prostate.
You ejaculate. Set. That's what.
No,
happens.
You don't. Are you being for real, Amanda?
I'm so.
Oh my God. You traumatized.
I just googled
yourself.
It. It is not very common, but it can happen when excess pressure is applied on the prostate.
Yes, the doctor did that on purpose. And you have to already be hard. You got to be trying it. This nigga here. Please.
Some patients may develop an erection during the examination.
Some people get an erection.
This
having
is
a-
completely normal. As erections can result from anxiety, temperature change, and reflex to touch. So it is possible.
No, the thing you should tell your son is, if anybody diddles back there, chop them in the throat.
Well, you know, having and boys.
If you get an erection from somebody diddling back there, you going to hell. That's what you should tell
having
your
boys,
son.
I've been having that conversation with them since they could understand.
What, by diddling
Don't
back?
Let nobody play with your ass. And Don't whenever they would come back from being away from me for a long time, I used to inspect their ass. Like, all right, lay down.
Damn, Tip. T.I.P. Come straight from the VIP.
But they babies. They kids.
You expect that?
Yes. Toddlers. Lay your toddler ass down. Let me look at your ass and make sure ain't nobody messing with it.
That's what y'all do on Fridays when you get home from school. Damn, Tip. This nigga here, man.
So I wasn't completely wrong. It can't happen. Anyway, that's my quick kids.
I don't have any I don't have a scam of the week. But well, I guess that's it for us this week. You got anything else before we go?
No. Tip.
Cliff.
About to go take a hot bath. My body hurting from laying on that damn bathroom
stretch.
Floor.
Stretch.
I was on my knees for so long.
That's the first time you said that. A long time. Too long for you. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
I can be found on all platforms at Amy's 22 Cents. That's AMYS, the number 22, CENTS.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. I guess we'll be, I don't know if I'm going to put this entire episode on YouTube again or just the clips if we got some good ones. I'm going to give it to Amy and let her pick some clips. But more work. You ain't got to use your knees. Your knees is the ones that sore, not your eyes. Amy, thank you for joining. Thank you for being here again.
My pleasure.
I might ask you to come back tomorrow so we can do a list. What will we do a list on this week?
I don't know.
Top five.
We'll have something.
Top five reasons your knees sore. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
And it's your girl Amy.
And hold on. And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Well, have you asked it? This is the DJ Blaze Show.
Play a little 2-on-2. If you do half of what I do, you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for a sucker nigga to flex. Show him this ain't the squad for a nigga to test. Pimp my nuts.